This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'll start off the show with music that is both joyful and fearful. In fact, the title of the new album sums up the feeling of anxiety and thrill perfectly. It's called Water Slide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. And the music's from Parge Radio. They're a Brighton band with a fierce and thoughtful sound. Here's Dana Margolin to take us to the album's opening track called Back to the Radio.
I wrote this song in late 2019 when I was feeling extremely lonely and anxious. And the song's about isolating myself from people I loved. It's about wanting to escape and hide away and not wanting to face up to anything, but knowing that I was going to anyway. So it's kind of a rallying cry for depression and isolation, but also I think underneath it there's a sense of I'm going to get back up and I'm going to do this, but this is so difficult and I don't know how and I don't know what's going on. It kind of feels like a huge moment of confusion and just wanting to disappear within that. My sister Ella made the video and she created this beautiful papier-mâché world that in the video is being constructed around me and then taken apart as I wake up and walk through it and perform within it. And I think it is incredibly beautiful and it captures something I think about Ella and my relationship and its playfulness but also its seriousness, and I really love what she did. So I hope that you enjoy the song. I hope that you go and watch the video, and thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Breaking or shattering, we almost got better.
Parge Radio and the song Back to the Radio, the opening cut to their album Waterslide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. And it's out May 20th on Secretly Canadian. The Iranian-Dutch singer Sevdalisa is on a mission to redefine the role of women in our world, especially the music business. She does that with her music and also with a robot she built called Dahlia. Now, there's an EP called Raving Dahlia. Here's Sevdalisa to take us to her song, High Alone.
High Alone was recorded back in 2017. I had just seen the movie Into the Wild, and at the time I was touring a lot. I was traveling a lot, and it was one of the most lonely periods of my life, I would say. I was on the road a lot by myself, just reflecting and contemplating on life. And of course, I had people around me. I was touring with my crew, but you know, I wasn't in a relationship, and I wasn't really close in touch with my family at the time. So I think this song is about this feeling of being high alone, but still wanting to be in a relationship, even if the relationship might pull you down. And I think that one of the most inspiring moments was the scene of Into the Wild, where he goes into, you know, the forest, and he has this dialogue with himself saying that, what does this experience mean if I cannot share it with anyone?
The soft porcelain and the careful and restrained to seek is to find me. We would die if we'd walk the same.
Sevdalisa and the song High Alone is from an EP coming this Friday, February 25th, called Raving Dahlia. In fact, Robin Hilton and crew will tell us more about the record on this week's All Songs Considered's New Music Friday. So, our Tiny Desk contest is happening now, and if you're an unsigned musician who's over 18 years old and lives in the U.S., I encourage you to record an original song at a desk of your choosing, with the opportunity to play your very own Tiny Desk concert behind my desk at NPR. The submission deadline is March 14th, and more information can be found at npr.org/tinydeskcontest. We opened the contest in 2015, and our first winner was Fantastic Negrito. It completely changed the course of his life, including making so much good music and winning 3 Grammys along the way. His new project for 2022 is both an album and a film called White Jesus, Black Problems. And here he is to take us to his new song called Highest Bidder.
This song was particularly special to me because it really set up the album in terms of where did this story come from? My 7th generation grandparents formed a forbidden union because my Scottish grandmother was a white indentured servant and my grandfather was an enslaved black person. And I thought, where did this all begin? And really, the root of it was greed, money, consumption. People needed slaves to do hard labor and people needed indentured servants to do labor. So it was the beginning of the story of my album, White Jesus, Black Problems. Everything goes to the highest bidder. Sonically, I've been listening to a lot of African drum patterns and circles right here in the Bay Area, a lot of Congolese drums. So I was really highly influenced by that when I went into the studio and recorded the track. And as Taj Mahal once said, I wanted to go where the the gods of Africa meet the ghosts of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Fantastic Negrito and the song Highest Bidder from his latest project, White Jesus, Black Problems. The album and film are out June 3rd on his own label, Storefront Records. There's also a video for this song worth watching, and I'll put that and all the videos on the All Songs Considered site. We'll take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company, because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Daniel Rawson is best known for his work in the band Grizzly Bear, one of the more unique-sounding bands out of Brooklyn beginning in the early part of this century. Now, 20 years on, we have an adventurous solo project from the Grizzly Bear guitarist and singer, and it's Daniel Rawson's first solo album. It's a fabulous sonic adventure with Daniel playing a wide array of instruments, including upright bass and cello. In fact, he's playing all the instruments, except for the drums and bassoon, on the song I'm about to play. The drums are from Grizzly Bear bandmate Christopher Bear and the bassoonist Amber Wyman. Here's Daniel to introduce us to his song, Unpeopled Space.
For me, this song, Unpeopled Space, goes back to a period of my life a few years ago, when I was living in rural central New York in a house up on a hill surrounded by former logging land and wetlands that is now always in the process of rewilding itself in one way or another. It's a lot of invasive brush and second growth forest, and it's not really wilderness anymore, but it's always on the cusp of feeling out of control. I spent way too much time hacking away at that brush around the house and trying to create a little realm for us. And it was also a purposeful distraction from what was left of my own creative work, kind of rummaging through my own thicket of bad ideas. And I felt like those two tasks mirrored each other in a way. Both tasks felt like work for its own sake, kind of joyfully useless. I'd say a lot of this album is an attempt to capture that restless feeling, a desire to belong somewhere but always being out of place, or a homesickness which home cannot cure. Thank you.
Daniel Rawson, and the song Unpeopled Space is from his new album, You Belong There. That comes out April 8th on Warp Records. Hans Joachim Wervdelius is now 87 years old, has been an influential electronic musician and a creator for the past 50-plus years. Some of those projects include the group Cluster, another project called Harmonia, and some collaborations with Brian Eno. All in all, over 100 recordings in the past 50-plus years. In the 21st century, he began partnering with Tim Story. He's another creative musician who's been putting out music since the 1980s. Now, Rodelius and Story are releasing their eighth collaboration with a very intimate piano album called Four Hands. Here's Tim Story to take us to the song Nirzu.
All the pieces on Four Hands are created all on the piano with our four hands, but they're not really piano duets. We created them in a rather unique way. We recorded them sequentially. Akim came to my studio here in the US and he recorded his parts. And then I spent a few months afterwards learning his very delicate phrasing and composing my parts around his. So it has a very natural consistency of sound being played in the piano. But in a way, it's also a kind of impossible construction because we're often playing on the same octave in the same range of the piano, which would be very difficult to do in reality. Nirtsu, the title, came from our dear friend Harold Budd, who passed away sadly last year. Many years ago, we met up with him in Los Angeles, and California guy that he is sent us off with a "Let's do it, man." So Nirtsu is a loose German translation of "Let's do it," sort of to get the album started. It's one of the tributes to Harold that we have sprinkled on the album, so we're happy to remember him with these tracks.
Thank you.
That's Hans Joachim Rodelius and Tim Story and their duo simply called Rodelius and Story. Their album, Four Hands, is out this Friday on Erase Tapes. And I'll close the show with another duo I feel were inspired by the early music of Rodelius. The project from Montreal-based sound artist Matthew Charbonneau and Pietro Amato is called Synthworks Volume 2, and that's out March 4th. It's a project that in many ways feels like a group of synthesizers getting together and throwing a party and having a crazy conversation. Here's Charbonneau and Amato to break down their magical creation. It's titled Evaporations. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
My name is Pietro Amato.
My name is Mathieu Charbonneau.
We formed the duo Charbonneau-Amato about 5 years ago.
When talking about making Synthworks Volume 2, we wanted to connect all of our various synthesizers and pedals so they'd talk. That's exactly what Evaporation, our second single from the album, is. Lots of machines talking. So we took a step backwards, watched all the lights, and played a few synth lines.
The title Evaporation comes from the feeling that we had after recording the piece. It was pretty much a first take, so we just had all of our stuff connected and let it run, and kind of just evaporated and went somewhere. Thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor, Lisa, in collaboration with West Elm. Discover the new natural hybrid mattress, expertly crafted from natural latex and certified safe foams, designed with your health and the planet in mind. Visit leesa.com to learn more.
On NPR's Throughline,
we cannot function for 24 hours without cobalt, because it's in our smartphone, our tablet, our laptop. And as a consequence, the lives of the people living in that part of the Congo descended into just a catastrophe.
Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.